I think the training that we undertook in Tokelau on the island of Nukunonu was a timely one because it will be able to assist them in the decision-making process on the type of developments that is taking place on Nukunonu and for the other two atolls. Yes, they've been requesting this training for quite a number of years now, and finally we managed to visit Nukunonu Atoll to undertake this first training. It was well received by the participants and the Taupulenga elders that it's about time that Tokelau or the three atolls adopt this tool to assist them in the decision-making process of development projects.
So tell me, who is it actually taking part in the training? Because it's quite a diverse group, I gather, that you are working with.
Yes, Richard, there were representatives from the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Education, the youth groups, the women's group, and even the representatives from fisheries and the Department of Environment, and also the presence of the Taupulenga elders. They were there showing their interest in raising the capacity on the application of the EIA tool.
Now, when it comes to something like building an airstrip for a Tokelau, which has been talked about for a long time now, I mean, plainly the impact of that kind of construction could be huge on all three atolls, really. So, I mean, what are the factors that they need to bear in mind, that the various groups that you've talked about there, what are their concerns?
Oh, well, it's a beauty, Richard, that we've got this tool that will be able to assist them in the decision-making process, as I said a while ago, to identify the various issues, environmental issues, social issues, and economic issues that needs to assist the Taupulenga and the decision makers of Tokelau government in making the right decision. We know that yes, the talk about the airstrip has been there for quite a number of years, but to have this tool in place to drive them systematically will be a right way forward.
Now, I mentioned that there are seawalls being built on Nukunonu at the moment. I suppose with the impacts of climate change and not knowing quite how they're going to play out for Tokelau or anywhere else in the Pacific over the years ahead, something like the construction of seawalls is at least one thing that the local community has some control over.
Yes, in my survey on Nukunonu Island, it's been noticed that There needs to be a bit of coordination in the construction of seawall, and with the training that was undertaken, they come to realize, yes, it is important. It's quite visible that the unevenly construction of the seawall is creating impacts on nearby coastal areas. Yes, the tool that the training tool that was delivered on the day, they realize that, yes, it is important that this should be adopted as a policy for the atolls.
Does that suggest that as far as the construction of these seawalls is concerned, that perhaps the decisions that were taken prior to this training being carried out were not the right ones?
From what I observe, there is no good coordination on the construction of existing seawalls.
So people have effectively been going it alone rather than operating as a community on this issue, is that right?
You may be right, Richard. I didn't go to that far in getting answers along that line.
So the training has been done now. What happens from here on in? Is there now a hotline, as it were, between Tokelau and SPREP if they need further assistance?
Yes, definitely. We've set up a way forward on how we are going to assist Tokelau, not only in the area of environment impact assessment. There are other areas that we will assist Tokelau government with, in the area of waste management and even monitoring and evaluation of existing projects, and even on biodiversity area, and also in the area of climate change. There has also been, it's very, very, very positive that resolutions, that the outcome of the training will be tabled in the Nukunonu Taupulenga meeting. And just a while ago, I've been finalizing the report, which will be sent to Tokelau office and also to the general manager of the Nukunonu Taupulenga. So there are lots of list of things that needs to be addressed that I will be holding to my Director General for his endorsement also.